From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. Google celebrates 15 years of search today. In 1998, it was a garage at 232 Santa Margarita Menlo Park. Now it's the massive Mountain View Googleplex and a global ecosystem of software, hardware, and moonshot projects. But Google's bread and butter has always been search, and the company has given itself a birthday present, a big update to its search algorithms. One man who has been following the changes is our friend Will Oremus at Slate Magazine. Will, how you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for having me, Ben.
So Google has made some interesting changes to its search functions. The first powerful changes in, what, 3 years? And this is Google Hummingbird? Tell me about this.
What Hummingbird does is it tries to understand when you type in a search query, it doesn't just look at the individual keywords. It tries to get a sense of what your overall question is really about and then return the answers that it thinks are going to be most relevant to you based on the totality of your question.
What do you think is significant about that?
What's interesting about this change is that it's all part of Google's big long-term push to be able to basically talk to you like a human so that you can ask it a question, hey, Google, who were some important Renaissance painters? And it will come up with answers rather than just giving you a page full of search results.
I've actually been playing with a Moto X for a little while here, and I actually noticed this the other day. I asked my Moto X what painter painted The Last Supper, and it gave me the answer.
So there are a few different things going on here. One of them is the Hummingbird algorithm, which we talked about. There's also the knowledge graph. And this is a vast database of information about the world that Google has been compiling so that when you ask it a question, it can just give you an answer. And now it's gotten to the point where if you say, when is the 2014 Super Bowl, Google may answer that question and tell you when it is. And then you can say, okay, where is it? And then it'll give you the location. So it's building on the context of your conversation. That's what it's working toward. I can't guarantee you that it actually has the results for the 2014 Super Bowl up yet, but that's the type of question that it's going to be able to answer.
And what's interesting about that is that there's a succession of questions there, right?
Exactly. I mean, if you had typed the words, okay, where is it, into Google a year or two ago, you would, I don't know what you would have gotten, but it wouldn't have been anything to do with the Super Bowl. But now it can go back to what was that last question you asked, even though you didn't mention the word Super Bowl in this particular query.
Very interesting. Will Oremus, tech blogger for Slate Magazine. Will, thank you very much, sir.
Thanks, Ben.